This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Raja Rana Dewa holds key bilateral meetings on sidelines of 8th Indian Ocean Conference. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel gets discharged from the Kirtipur Hospital after receiving treatment for burn injuries. While country faces snowfall deficit, Nubri Valley in Gorkha defies trend with winter blanket. And plane carrying third batch of illegal Indian immigrants in US lands in northern India. Now the news in detail. During the sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference held in Muscat of Oman, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Raja Rana Dewa engaged in a series of high-level bilateral meetings with dignitaries from Bhutan, Sri Lanka and Japan, among other such countries. The discussions focused on strengthening bilateral ties, enhancing regional cooperation and addressing shared challenges. Minister Dr. Rana met with the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Royal Government of Bhutan, D.N. Thungel. The two leaders exchanged views on various aspects of Nepal-Bhutan relations, reaffirming their commitment to deepening cooperation and fostering stronger ties between the two Himalayan nations. In her meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Sri Lanka, Vijitha Herath, Minister Dr. Rana reviewed the state of Nepal-Sri Lanka relations. The discussion centered on expanding trade relations, enhancing air connectivity, and collaborating on climate justice. Minister Dr. Rana specially requested additional air connectivity between the two countries, including the introduction of direct flights between Colombo and Bhairava to facilitate tourism and people-to-people exchanges. Minister Dr. Rana also held a productive interaction with Miyaji Takuma, the State Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan. She expressed gratitude for Japan's continued support for Nepal's development initiatives and sought additional assistance for post-landslide and flood reconstruction efforts. Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the importance of the timely and effective implementation of existing bilateral agreements, particularly those related to the exchange of trainee and skilled workers between the two countries. The conference, attended by representatives from across the Indian Ocean, focused on addressing shared challenges and fostering regional cooperations in areas such as trade, climate change, and sustainable development. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has been discharged from the Kirtipur Hospital after receiving treatment for burn injuries. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel and Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya were injured while flying balloons at the inauguration program organized for the promotion of tourism in Pokhara on Saturday. They were being treated in intensive care units at the hospital for 2 days. Though Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya's health condition is normal, he will be kept in the hospital for a few more days. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has expressed gratitude to the donor agencies assisting Nepal in securing medicines for the free treatment of childhood cancer. Nepal has received its first shipment of medicines for childhood cancer treatment through the Global Platform for Access to Childhood Cancer Medicines. The platform, launched by the World Health Organization's WHO and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, aims to provide critical support in addressing childhood cancer. WHO has stated that the additional shipments of medicines will gradually arrive in Nepal. Minister Paudel, in his message today, said that the Ministry of Health and Population has been providing free treatment for childhood cancer since 16 November 2024, ensuring that no child dies due to lack of access to treatment. He hoped that this assistance would significantly reduce the mortality rate caused by pediatric cancer in Nepal. According to Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Purathoki, the medicines will be distributed to Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Kanti Children's Hospital, Patan Academy of Health Sciences and Bharatpur Cancer Hospital. He expressed hope that the arrival of these medicines will play a significant role in the treatment of childhood cancer in Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is in Dang district today. He reached Devkhuri in Dang, the capital of Lumbini province, this afternoon. Prime Minister Oli was welcomed by Chief Minister of Lumbini province, Chet Narayan Acharya, ministers and head of security bodies, among other dignitaries. Province Secretary Durlabh Kumar Punmagar informed that Prime Minister Oli would address a special meeting of the Lumbini province assembly soon. Prime Minister Oli will also address a meeting organized by CPN EML Dang in Gwarahi after a special address to the provincial assembly meeting. After the event organized by CPN EML, he is scheduled to inspect the Tarigaon Airport today itself. At a time when the Himalayan and high mountainous regions of the country have received less than average snowfall, the Nubri Valley in Gorkha district has received the highest snowfall recorded this year. The snowfall began yesterday evening and covered the valley in a thick blanket of snow. According to local Nima Lama, this is the first time the area witnessed significant snowfall this season following a prolonged dryness. Locals are welcoming the snowfall. While it has caused some difficulties, they hope it will benefit their crops. Barley, potatoes and buckwheat are key agricultural products of the valley. 2 days ago, the area experienced a lighter snowfall. The snowfall, however, has caused interruptions in telephone and internet services supported by solar power. Tourist guide Surya Kanal said tourists from home and abroad in the areas have remained affected and they have had to delay their trip to the Larke Pass. Additionally, tourists aspiring to climb Mount Manaslu have remained stuck due to the adverse weather. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. A U.S. military plane carrying 112 illegal Indian immigrants landed at an airport in the northern Indian city of Amritsar, according to the officials. This is the third batch of Indians deported from the United States as part of President Donald Trump's campaign against illegal immigrants in his country. According to the officials, the C-17 U.S. military aircraft landed at the airport in Amritsar on Sunday night. The officials said that the deportees will be allowed to head to their homes after completion of all formalities, including immigration, verification and background checks. On Saturday night, a U.S. military plane brought 116 Indian immigrants to Amritsar. Earlier on 5th of February, 104 Indians were sent back from the United States. Immediately after Trump took power as U.S. president for the second time, he started a massive crackdown on illegal immigrants. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who was in the United States last week, said India will take back any of its citizens living illegally in the United States. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country, while foggy weather is occurring in some places of the Tarai region. Light snowfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Light snowfall is also likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces and at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Rajaratna Dewa holds key bilateral meetings on sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Powdel gets discharged from Kirtipur Hospital after receiving treatment for the burn injuries. While country faces snowfall deficit, Nubri Valley in Gorkha defies trend with winter blanket. And plane carrying third batch of illegal Indian immigrants in U.S. lands in northern India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.